Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called face value. And I'll start in Proverbs 18:13. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. When you accept something at face value, you fail to study to see if that thing you value really has any value at all, or is just a bluff. Oftentimes, sin and wickedness has a face value of righteousness and purity, but after careful study, it turns out to be full of deception and disregard for God's word. Hebrews 3:13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. The world takes everything at face value because they walk according to the flesh. And we can do the same if we're not careful. Ephesians 2:1-3. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents, and the Spirit of God is a spirit of wisdom, to keep us from snares by testing, walking circumspect, not as fools, but as wise. Ephesians 5:15-16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. One thing professing Christians often take at face value these days is the profession of faith. In fact, whole doctrines have been made off of one verse, Romans 10:13, where a proclamation of faith is the only thing needed to claim salvation, Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But those who are Bereans and love the word of God, who is Jesus Christ, will test the face value profession of faith against the fruit of the professor, Matthew 7:20. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. They'll watch the walk of the professor, seeing them walk according to the Spirit, overcoming sin, holding fast to sound doctrine, shining the light of Christ by enduring suffering, being separate from the world. Men and women of God should never take anything at face value. As we know, Galatians 5:9, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Let us therefore prove all things, holding fast that which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And let us abstain from all appearance of evil, 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. That those of the world who do judge at face value may be ashamed for the evil things they speak against us, 1 Peter 3:16. Having a good conscience that, whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. And that word conversation means behavior, the way of living. So that was my study on face value. This is a culture, a society, Satan's culture is all built on face value. Will that please the flesh? Will it give me pleasure? Will it stimulate me for an hour, 2 hours, whatever it might be? You take it at face value and you don't consider the deeper things behind it. Take sports, for example. Sports on the near looks okay, it looks harmless. I mean, just people going about playing a game against each other, it looks pretty harmless to a worldly person. But if you look into it spiritually, it's full of pride, it's full of covetousness, it's full of envy, full of immodest dress, full of violence, usually. So you start discerning these things spiritually and you see how wicked the world can get. Because if we take everything at face value, Satan likes to disguise himself as an angel of light. And that's how the deceitfulness of sin can infiltrate so many people, is it comes with a veneer of light. But those who are Bereans, those who test everything to the word of God, as we should, run it through the filter of God's word, we see that not all things are as they seem. And even if one thing in the world, in your life, breaks even the smallest of the commandments in the New Testament, well, we know in Revelation 22:15, if you love or make one lie, you won't enter into the kingdom of God. So it's a dangerous thing. Satan knows that he can just put a little bit of poison in something that's good, and over time it'll destroy someone. So make sure you're testing all things, abstaining from all appearance of evil. Don't take anything at face value, but prove all things, hold fast that which is good, and as the Lord said, there is none good but one, that is God. So I hope you hold fast to God today, saint seekers, and I hope you have a good rest of your day or night wherever you are, and God be praised.